So you guys remember what we talked about last week? You know who we've been kind of talking about specifically? He has a lot of brothers. Threw him in the well. Name starts with a J. Joseph, yep. Yeah, so we've been talking about Joseph for here in a minute, for I think the last few Sundays. Just want to get a refresher for last week and see if you remember what we talked about then, or kind of just give you a review of what we talked about. So what hard things happened to Joseph after his brother sold him? Where did he go after they sold him to slavery? Egypt, right? Yeah, absolutely. So what happened during Egypt while he was there? Remember, he was serving in Potiphar's house, and he got in trouble because his wife got him in trouble. So what did they do to him? Yeah, they threw him into prison. He was falsely accused. So who was with Joseph throughout this difficult time? From the beginning, from being thrown into the pit to being thrown into prison, who was always with him? God was. Yeah, God has been always with Joseph and planning this whole thing for him. So let's go ahead and read Genesis. We're going to go into Genesis chapter 40. We're going to start with verses 1 through 8, and then we're going to skip to 20 to 23. So here's a few questions that you want to might remember as we read through it to kind of help you understand more of some prison life that Joseph was dealing with. So first was, who was Joseph put in charge of in the prison? Second question was, why were the cupbearers and the baker sad? And after being released from prison, did the cupbearer remember Joseph? So those three things, two of them are going to be about the cupbearer and the baker, and the other one's going to be about Joseph. Let's go ahead and open up and read. So verse 1. Now it happened that after these things, the cupbearer and the baker for the king of Egypt offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was furious with his two officials, the chief cupbearer and the chief baker. So he put them in confinement in the house of the captain of the bodyguard in the jail, the same place where Joseph was imprisoned. And the captain of the bodyguard appointed Joseph as overseer over them, and he attended to them, and they were in confinement for some time. Then the cupbearer and the baker for the king of Egypt, who were confined in jail, both had a dream the same night, each man with his own dream, and each dream with its own interpretation. Now Joseph came to them in the morning and saw them, and behold, they were dejected. So he asked Pharaoh's officials who were with them in confinement in his master's house, saying, why are your faces so sad today? Then they said to him, we have had a dream, and there is no one to interpret it. Then Joseph said to them, do not interpretations belong to God? Recount it to me, please. Now let's jump to verse 20. It says, thus it happened on the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast for all his servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief cupbearer and the head of the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief cupbearer to his office, and he put the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, just as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. All right, so who was Joseph put in charge of in the prison? Yeah, exactly. Both of those two guys, as they were thrown in there, Joseph was told to be over them. So why were the cupbearer and the baker sad? They got thrown into confinement. That would make me sad too. And then that one night, after they woke up, what also happened to them? Well, that was after he got released. So during that time, During that night, they both had a dream. And when they woke up, they were saddened because there was no one to interpret it for them. They didn't know what it meant. So after being released from prison, do you remember if the cupbearer remembered Joseph? No, it said he didn't. He did not remember him. And we didn't read it, but you know how long it took before they realized Joseph was still in there? 2 years. 2 years after he got released. Do you ever have dreams and you wake up and you're like, wow, that doesn't even make sense. Some crazy stuff happened, right? It's hard to imagine that it could have a meaning. But during Joseph's time, that's how the Lord communicated to people. And like Joseph said, the interpretations belong to God. So the cupbearer dreamed of a vine with three branches bearing big, juicy grapes. And in his dream, the cupbearer took these grapes and squeezed them into Pharaoh's cup. The baker dreamed that he had three baskets full of delicious pastries on his head for Pharaoh, but the birds were swooping down and eating them. And what did this mean? The cupbearer and the baker did not know, but who knew? It was God. And God revealed the meaning to Joseph. So in 3 days, the cupbearer would joyfully return to work, and the baker would sadly be put to death. And just like Pharaoh, Joseph interpreted, it happened, right? But before the cupbearer was freed and returned to work, Joseph begged him. He said, "Please don't forget me. I have done nothing wrong that I should be in prison. So please mention me to Pharaoh so that he will set me free from this dungeon." Yet instead of remembering Joseph, the cupbearer forgot him. And he would forget him for 2 whole years. But God had not forgotten Joseph. God was waiting for just the right time. And then when he could cause the cupbearer to remember Joseph. So before Joseph could be released, God needed to prepare him for Egypt and Egypt for Joseph. God's timing is always the best, and he is never a minute late. So what did Joseph hope would happen after the cupbearer was set free? What was he hoping the cupbearer would do for him? Right, he was hoping that maybe a mention, just a good word of faith from the cupbearer would maybe get the Pharaoh's attention to possibly release him. But it didn't happen. And who remembered Joseph? God did. That's right. Even after 2 years, the Lord was still with Joseph. And is God ever too slow in carrying out his plans? It's always the right time, right? Yes, sir. All right. We have any questions? Stephen? You good? All right. All right. Well, let's go ahead and pray then. Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you for a good message about waiting on your time, Lord, and our patience. We just pray that we just live our life knowing that your will is being played out, Lord. And I pray for this morning service. Pray that we rejoice in worship and we attend to the message, Lord. In your name I pray, amen.